Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:15, it'll be hot today. We just wrapped up the driest and hottest September in history. And they're promising us a little cool front middle of next week, but we'll see. Joining us now on the line, radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi. You can listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com or wherever you get your podcast. And as always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thank you. I hope you're staying cool down there, Tommy. Doesn't sound too good there, huh?
Where are you?
I'm in the great state of New Jersey. I'm right down off I'm a little beach town called Ocean City, New Jersey. Actually, Sean Payton used to come here every summer when he worked at the Giants. Yeah, it's a great little summer town.
What are you in the 70s today?
We'll get to the 70s. Yeah, it's beautiful. The water's 74 degrees. Actually, the water's a little warmer than the air, but it's really nice. And had an amazing September. I mean, we've had incredible weather like you, and it's always better weather when the Saints win, right?
Absolutely. So tell me what the feeling is, or your feeling, as it relates to the Saints without Drew Brees. Because, Michael, you know, I think I speak for a lot of fans. Every year going into training camp, my biggest fear, my nightmare scenario is Drew Brees gets hurt. There goes the team. There goes the season. But if you look at September, not so much.
Well, look, you got a great coach. I mean, that's the first and foremost. I mean, the NFL is really about coaching. No disrespect to any of the players, but it's really become a coaching league, and I think you see it more and more. I mean, we saw it last night. Zach Taylor, you know, I mean, if you go over Zach Taylor's head coaching, his coaching stops, it's remarkable. He's a head coach in the NFL. He's associated himself with Sean McVay, and that got him a head coaching job. Which that means then, Tommy, is that the guys like Sean Payton who've worked their way up through the ladder are so far ahead of everyone else. I think we really saw it last Sunday right there in the Mercedes-Benz Dome. I mean, what Dennis Allen did to I called it, he took him around the woodshed and beat out, you know, Kellen Moore. I mean, Dennis Allen really took Kellen Moore to school. He did it in the run game. He did it with his blitzes. He had complete control of that game. And a lot of it is because Allen is experienced. He's called games a lot of times. He understood what Moore was trying to do. He broke him down. And then Moore, because he didn't really have great experience, he couldn't figure out what the adjustments were and what he needed to do.
In terms of what you saw adjustment-wise, is that going to be a universal thing that works against Tampa Bay? Or are they going to have to come up with a whole new week of adjustments? And I guess I would think, Michael, that Teddy Bridgewater's getting a little bit familiar with the system, and maybe from there you let the leash out a little bit, metaphorically speaking?
Well, I think, look, they got to play with Teddy's game. I mean, Teddy's never going to be a guy who's going to drive the ball down the field. I think they've got to keep playing the way they are. The offensive line's got to protect. They've got to do a better job of protecting, especially at left guard with Pete. I mean, he's got to do a better job of protecting in there. Same thing with Armstead. I mean, they did not play their best game last week, and it was fortunate that the Saints were able to win. But I think it's really a combination of a team effort. I mean, I think they have to win as a team now. When you lose your starting quarterback, you know, not just one guy can pick up the slack. The entire team has to pick up the slack. And I think that's what they'll do. This is a challenge. I mean, Bruce Arians is not Kellen Moore, so he understands how to adjust. He knows what Allen's going to do. He can read his blitzes, and he'll understand what he needs to do in the game. This will be a little bit of a different challenge. The secondary is going to be really has to play their best game of the season because this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team is really good at receiver. I mean, Mike Evans has been really good. Last week, they went up and down the field on the Rams. The Rams had no answer. They played cover one. in cover three and got torched the entire game. And this is going to have to really change. The best way to play the Bucs is to get Jameis Winston to turn the ball over, and to get him to turn the ball over is you have to pressure him.
So do you want to keep the ball in his hands? Do you want to stop the run and force him to beat you with his arm?
I think what you want to do is force him into mistakes. I think you definitely want to try to force him into mistakes. I apologize for my dogs barking. But
we love dogs, Michael. There's no issue at all. Yeah.
Well, I have Italian dogs, and they love to bark, and they love to bark. So they can't wait to speak for themselves. But anyway, I think what you have to do is you have to force him to make bad decisions. I mean, he is going to turn the ball over regardless of what Bruce Arians does to protect him. They've been running the ball. The weakness of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tommy, is their offensive line. You've got to be able to put pressure on them. I think with Davenport, with Sheldon Rankins in there, Malcolm Brown played really well last week. I think the strength of the Saints is in their front, and that strength has got to come through. And then when you're playing a home game, you've got to do such a good job with the crowd noise, being able to control it. And the pressure of the game gets to Winston. That's where Winston makes mistakes, is when the pressure of the game, he loses accuracy with the football and he turns it over. And when he does that, especially on the road, I mean, then it becomes problematic. I mean, he's 9-20 on the road going into last week in terms of his one loss record. And so you've got to be able to do it with the home crowd.
All right, we can take a break, pick it up here. Michael Lombardi, our guest. If you have any questions, comments, you can text them 87870. One comes in here. How does Michael feel about our matchup with Tampa Bay, being they were able to score 45 points against the Rams and we weren't able to score TD? So we'll pass that along and more when we come back. Michael Lombardi, radio.com, Sports NFL Inside. Insider, rather, 720. Here's traffic on WWL. 725 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to our website at WWL.com, you'll find a story written by Jordan Fiegel, Bobby Hebert, saying that one of the Saints have one of the best NFL rosters, even without Drew Brees. We'll get to that in a second with our guest, Michael Lombardi, radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. Michael, before we went to the break, somebody texted in, how do you feel about our matchup with Tampa, being they were able to, they say 45, it was actually 55 that they hung on the Rams, and we weren't able to score a touchdown against Dallas?
Well, I mean, two different situations. Look, the Rams try to play a lot of cover one, and this Tampa Bay team is really effective at their skill. Chris Goodwin, you know, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, they've got some really good skill players. And when Winston can control the football and get it down the field, they were 8-for-12 on third down against the Rams. They were making plays, which you must do. The number one thing you can't do in this game is give up big plays. You've got to make Winston work the ball down the field. You've got to put the ball in his hands more times on third down than letting him have a chunk play of 60 yards. We saw it last year in the opener when Ryan Fitzpatrick threw it down the field and beat the Saints. So you're going to have to make them work down the field. You're going to have to play a little less conservatively. You have to play conservatively more than you did against Dallas, because you're not going to win the matchups. They're going to find a matchup on you that they can win, whether it's O.J. Howard, whether it's Chris Goodwin, whether it's Mike Evans. You're going to have to double him. So it's going to be a patient game for Dennis Allen, and then you're going to have to blitz him. One thing we do know about Winston is he is going to turn this ball over. Now, he's only thrown two interceptions in the Mercedes-Benz Dome since he's been a player. He's 1-2 in those games there. You know, last time he actually started was 2017. He lost 30-10. So keeping his yards per attempt is going to be the critical component of the game. You can't let him get the ball up the field and play for four quarters. And I think that's what the Bucs, what will happen to them against the Giants. I think Teddy Bridgewater can do what Daniel Jones did in that game against the Giants when the Giants came back from 25-3-1.
Sheldon Rankin's back on the field. I think one of the better, and we're running out of time here, maybe we shouldn't get into these X's and O's, but one of the better three-tech defensive linemen in the league. And do you look for Dennis Allen to bring the heat, a lot of blitzes on Jameis Winston?
No, I think you got to play more conservative. I think you got to mix it up. I think you can't allow the big play. You got to really understand your matchups across the board, Tommy. And if you don't like the matchups man to man, they're going to go after Eli Apple. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to make sure you cover. You got that handled, and you give some help to certain people. This is going to be a huge game for their front. They got to win with four rushers.
Saints roster, is it a top five roster in the NFL without Drew Brees? Can they still compete?
Well, look, I think here's the key to most successful football teams: be really talented in the offensive and defensive lines. And the answer to that question is the Saints are. When they get better play out of Armstead, he did not play well last week. They've got to get better play out of Pete, but typically their offensive line and defensive line are the reasons why they're so good.
And we've not mentioned Teddy Bridgewater yet. Thoughts?
I think Teddy's really, he understands who he is, and he's got to play within himself. And I think they've got to get Jared Cook more involved. They've got to control the middle of the field. But look, what Sean Payton does with Alvin Kamara is remarkable. And the more they get the ball to Kamara is really unbelievable. He's a hard player to defend because he does all three things really well. He blocks, he catches, and he runs. I think that's going to be the key. Kamara helps Teddy Bridgewater tremendously.
In terms of Kamara and play count, however you want to call it, is there a maximum amount of touches you think he should get in the game, or does he become less productive after so many?
I think the more he's involved in the passing game out in space, I think it's really difficult to defend him because he's such a nightmare for the opponent team to match up to him. Who's going to go cover him if they're in man? And then he's going to be an indicator when they're in zone. So he really opens up a whole set of situations. And Sean does a great job of utilizing him, not just throwing screens to him, because the Saints have one of the best screen games in football. They've copied an old NFL coach named Bob Schnelker. They run a lot of his old screens from the Minnesota Vikings. And those screens are deadly in terms of getting him the ball in space.
All right, so first quarter of the NFL season over with, and Saints 3-1. Looking ahead, we got Tampa Bay, of course, this weekend, Jacksonville, Chicago, Arizona, two games at home, two on the road. Then that brings us to the break. Hopefully Drew will be back November 10th for the Falcons. Where do you see him at the halfway point?
Well, I think if they keep improving defensively, and look, they go into Seattle, they won it. That was a hard game to win up there. Seattle, Russell Wilson's having an MVP-like season, and they played well. They've turned the ball over. They gave up a ton of yards. But I think if they keep playing as a team, I think the Breeze injury actually helps them form their team together and bond their team and realize that they can win the way they play defense. And when you win a tight game like that, when you win 12-10 in a game where every possession is so vital and you win, you build your mental toughness. Mental toughness is something you have to have as a football team that you have to exercise, and they're doing it. And that mental toughness will allow you to win games in December and January.
Yeah, you know, nothing bonds you. Now do you say that, like adversity. And they face adversity, they bond, and then Drew Brees comes back and hopefully look out.
That's right. And they'll be well prepared, and their offense will find a new identity. And I think that's ultimately what happens. Most teams look at this as in the middle of difficulty lies a great opportunity. And this is a great opportunity for the Saints, and they've taken advantage of it. They're bonding as a team, and their defense is really rallying. And I think that's going to be the key, because right now there's not a dominant team in the NFC. The Eagles are struggling. The Cowboys just got beat there. The Bears don't have a quarterback, really. I mean, Chase Daniels is going to come in and play, and the Vikings can't protect. So it's there for the taking for the Saints.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Tommy.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.